Welcome. This is the Anabu AI blog in audio, and today we are covering an article that every business owner needs to hear.
The title is UK Government Warns Every Business to Prepare for AI Cyber Attacks, written by Brett Allegri Wood on the Anabu AI blog. Not some businesses, every business.
And what triggered it was a new AI model from Anthropic, codenamed Claude Mythos, which the UK's AI Safety Institute put through a full battery of cybersecurity benchmarks.
What did they conclude?
Their finding was unambiguous. Mythos is, and I'm quoting directly here, substantially more capable at cyber offense than any model we have previously assessed. That single assessment triggered an emergency open letter, co-signed by Secretary of State Liz Kendall and Security Minister Dan Jarvis to every business leader in the country.
Not a routine advisory circular, an emergency communication. Brett is quite direct about that distinction in the article.
And here is the number that changes everything. Frontier AI model capabilities are now doubling every 4 months. That used to be every 8 months. The pace of advancement has itself doubled.
Make that concrete for me. What does that mean for someone running a business with, say, 50 people?
The AI models available to attackers today are twice as capable as they were in December 2025. By August this year, twice as capable again. By Christmas 2026, four times as capable as right now.
That is not a steady increase. That is an exponential curve.
And the old picture of a hacker spending weeks probing your systems for a weakness is effectively over. An AI can now scan your entire digital infrastructure, write custom exploit code, and execute attacks at a speed that was physically impossible 12 months ago.
Brett gives a genuinely arresting example in the article. Mythos found a critical vulnerability in OpenBSD, one of the most security-focused operating systems in the world, that had gone completely undetected for 27 years. 27 years. Thousands of elite cybersecurity people had scrutinized that software, and AI found the flaw almost instantly. And if that is what it finds in OpenBSD, think about what it finds in your company's custom CRM, your accounting platform, or your WordPress site that has not been updated since last year.
That is exactly Brett's point. The answer is almost certainly something exploitable, and the AI does not get tired, does not take weekends off, and can scan millions of systems simultaneously at near zero cost.
So why are mid-sized businesses specifically in the crosshairs? A lot of owners assume they are too small to be interesting.
The government's open letter addresses this directly. The quote Brett includes is, "Attackers go where defenses are weakest. You have enough revenue to be worth extorting. You hold enough customer data to be worth stealing, but you almost certainly do not have the enterprise-grade defensive systems of a major bank."
And the barrier to entry for launching an attack has collapsed. You no longer need to be a technical genius. You just need access to the right AI model. Brett lists three attacks that are already happening right now. AI-powered phishing emails indistinguishable from genuine ones. Automated credential stuffing attacks testing millions of stolen password combinations against your login pages in minutes. And deepfake voice calls impersonating your CEO, instructing your finance team to transfer funds. That last one, a call that sounds exactly like the boss. The money is gone before anyone thinks to question it.
None of these are hypothetical. All of them are happening now, and the AI models behind them get more capable every 4 months.
What does Brett actually want people to do? Because for an owner who is already stretched, this can feel completely overwhelming.
Start with the basics. Most successful attacks still exploit simple weaknesses. Outdated software, weak passwords, unpatched systems, missing backups. Brett is blunt about it. If you do not have Cyber Essentials certification, you are effectively leaving your front door unlocked while the attackers now have AI-generated master keys.
The NCSC website lists accredited bodies for that certification. It is not expensive, it is not complicated, and it gives you a real baseline against the most common automated attacks.
The bigger shift is treating this as a board-level issue, not an IT issue. Brett's first action point is to put cyber risk on your next leadership meeting agenda with a named owner and a response plan. Not an IT update, an existential business risk.
My single thing for this week? brief your finance team on CEO impersonation fraud via deepfake audio, and establish a verbal verification protocol for any instruction to transfer funds. It costs nothing and could save your business. Mine is the board agenda item, because if leadership is not treating this seriously, no amount of software fixes will hold. The big banks and tech giants will have AI-powered defenses in place within months. Mid-sized businesses are on their own for now, and the attackers know it. Read the full article at anabu.ai. It covers what's happening in Australia and Singapore too, which matters if you're thinking this is purely a UK story. And if you want to know where your business actually stands, Brett offers a free AI audit at anabu.ai. A sensible place to start. Good conversation. Until next time.